Okay.
All right. Are we recording?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, hey, well, guys.
Hello. Episode 5.
We're back.
So the last time we recorded, we had 56 days of school left. Now we have 20. So that shows.
Listen.
The gap that we took.
It's been crazy. These last few weeks have been
crazy. It has.
Crazy.
And you decided to travel. So
yeah.
You left me in the dust.
That's not true.
It is. That's about 36 days you've been traveling.
That's not true. So, Nate, I'm so excited about the topic today. I feel like people are going to, like, relate.
Me too.
Because I know everybody has these people in their lives.
Look, in their class, at the gym, in their community, at their church.
Their neighbors.
Hello. So, who are you appreciating this week? I'm appreciating.
I don't got nobody to appreciate.
Okay, so I do the stand, so you're going to hate me. Please, I'm actually appreciating Project Pat. Now, let me tell you
about my God,
my favorite duet with him and LeChat, Chicken Head.
Okay, so I feel like we're going to have to put some ramifications.
No.
That's people trying to use big words. We're going to have to put some rules. I'm going to break it down.
Oh, okay, T.I., no. Just hear me out. So, I was listening to the Wipe Me Down remix, which is an amazing song. I don't even want to get into that. But you know how on Apple Music you're listening to music and then they'll suggest like a playlist based off what you're listening to?
I feel like you've been getting in trouble with those suggestions.
So many suggestions. So I just, you know, explored and I found a really good one. It's a Def Jam playlist, late 90s, early 2000s. And I forgot how much I love this song and how instrumental it was for me. So just some quick background info on Project Pat, who is actually Project Houston. And is an American rapper originating from Memphis, Tennessee. He is the older brother of Juicy J and co-founder of 3-6 Mafia. Your free time, go listen to Chicken Head, which is, like I said, my favorite duet. I love the exchange. I love the energy of the song.
I'm like not it's even just, paying attention to you because what are you even talking
it's,
about?
It's just an amazing song. Just the background, the ad-libs, the conversation. Now, I would say number one favorite duet would be Soap the Shaka featuring Trina. That's cool. But this one, I had to think back. I'm like, okay, my old feelings resurfaced.
Are you really asking the listeners to go back and listen to Chicken Head?
Absolutely. That's your homework.
On purpose?
On purpose. Absolutely. That's your homework for this week. It's an amazing song. Feel it. Listen to it with headphones so you can really get the experience. Because there's a lot of ad-libs and a lot of vocals that you can't pick up on with, you know, listening to it in your car. So headphones.
That's actually my last sister's favorite song.
Chicken Head. It's amazing.
Oh my gosh, it's crazy.
And if you can get a guy to do it with you, it makes it much more meaningful.
Okay.
Right. Let's just move on.
Yeah.
You weren't expecting that.
I really wasn't.
Because it was either him or Frank Ocean again. Because
you appreciated him like 3 weeks in a row.
I know. It was either him. Because the Fader came out with this article breaking down the best Frank Ocean songs and, it, you know, some old feelings.
Well, I'm sure you'll be appreciating you next week. So.
All right. Okay, so who's your new Wild Black?
I feel like this is a really obvious one, but I'm definitely going to have
to. Serena?
No, but she definitely is winning Wild Black.
Who?
I'm going to give it to Chance the Rapper.
Really?
Yeah.
For what?
Okay, so on April the 16th, which was last Sunday, he had his birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
And so all the proceeds that he
went
made,
to a charity.
His charity.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's called Social Works, and it basically caters to the empowerment of the youth through the arts, education, and civil engineering. So, like, that's his charity that he founded, and all the tickets that were purchased.
Went
I think
to
the purchase the tickets went up to like $2,500. All of it went to but $100,000.
Yeah, went to the proceeds.
Went to his charity, yeah.
Okay, I did see something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so I thought that was a really awesome way to spend your birthday.
He's just awesome.
Definitely go to Instagram and look at some of the pictures. He had this, like, big Prince's Hot Chicken. Not Prince's in Nashville. It was Harold's Hot Chicken.
Mm-hmm. I never had that.
Birthday cake.
Look.
It's real ghetto. Real black and real ghetto with a can of mystique on the side.
And that's the type of party I need to be.
Yeah, absolutely. So go look at the pictures when you get a chance.
Okay.
And then just in general, Chance the Rapper, I think he's just awesome.
He is.
He's awesome. I love that he's independent. I hope he never signs a contract. I want him to, like, do what he's doing forever.
Can I just stand just really quick for Chance?
Okay, go ahead.
Just really quickly. Now, Chance is bringing back the drums,
yeah,
the gospel themes.
Yes, he is.
And not only is he bringing it back, but he's using it to create his own lane. They were actually comparing him to Kanye. I talked about this on the show. They were comparing him to like earlier Kanye, because that's what made Kanye stand out when he first came out. And but he's doing it and flipping it and making it better.
Yeah.
So I'm just so proud of him. And
he kind of reminds me, and I know this is like extremely premature because Chance the Rapper has not been on the scene that long, but he kind of reminds me like the way that he like puts his music out and the way that he approaches the industry, kind of like Prince almost, like doing his own thing.
You know, I thought you were going there. Just sit back.
I told you.
Because now you're reaching.
It's really premature, but no, still, like, he is just
absolutely
so,
not. Absolutely.
I'm not comparing the two. I'm just saying the way that he approaches the industry.
Okay. The I way that. Okay, I thought you were trying to say his music was
No.
Okay, I didn't hear. I heard Prince, and then I saw red.
And then you just saw, you saw purple, actually. No.
Hello.
But
I like that.
I'm just saying the way that he approaches the music
You're
industry
right. You're
is
right.
Very...
It is.
And I love the eclectic, independent feel.
I should have just given you a
genre.
Chance to say what you
really
want to
should
say,
have.
Because I was getting ready to...
Yeah, you really should have, because it was actually a really good point.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. But yes, for all that and everything else that Chance the Rapper is, does, and represents, he is my winning Wall Black.
That's amazing.
Who you got?
Well, I have Sandy G. She's actually from Boston. She's a Cape Verdean model, and she's not a model in the sense where, you know, she's posing with her ass out with the peace sign. Like, she puts together clothes that are affordable for young women in kind of like business casual and casual, but she tells you where she got it from, and it's not Fashion Nova. You know, she's really into fashion, and I like what she's doing, because she'll put together an outfit and be like, ladies, this is what I did. She's very conscious of colors and seasons, and she keeps up on fashion, but she still has her own style, and it's positive, because so many times models are, you know, on online, but are not really showcasing clothes and how to put them together.
It's
so she's
like
keeping
showcasing butt.
Exactly. So she's still keeping it classy. And I don't want to pit women against each other saying one type of modeling is wrong, but she's interested in fashion. She's fashion forward, and she shows women how to put things together. You know, so she's really about the clothes. She's really about quality. And a lot of my inspiration for the things that, like pieces I've bought or things I've thought about have come from her. And
what's her Instagram name?
Her name is Sandy G. So I think it's Sandy _G. I need to find it because I should give it to people too.
Sandra Garlow?
No. Not Sandra Garlow. And she's absolutely gorgeous too. I mean, I when I say she works, wait, let me find her. You know, my phone is slow.
Is it Sandy Gomez?
It's, let's see. Okay, it's Sandy G. So it's Sandy with two A's, DYGEE _.
Oh, I was real. Sandy.
And she's just
her?
Beautiful. Yeah. Yeah, Sandy Gomez, her.
Okay.
So I wanted to give it to her because I think a lot of times if you're not modeling.
She is beautiful. Do you know her?
I know of her. We have mutual friends.
Okay.
Yeah, but I knew her through her blog, and then some of my friends actually knew her. And I was like, oh, like, this is dope. But I think she's kind of doing the modeling thing in a more positive way, which I like. It's not so much, you know.
She's a fellow Bostonian?
Yeah.
Boston?
She's from Boston. Bostonian?
Bostonian. Okay.
Not this pronunciation. But, yeah, I gave it to her. I like seeing, like, young women who are very serious about fashion and know how to put things together and actually have that talent. So.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I have some reaching I'd like to do.
I have a few too
today, so we'll sit back and we'll see where this goes.
Well, okay? Let me sit back.
So I don't know if you have been following along with the recent Twitter thing that's happened, but Shekinah, you know, Tamika Tiny here's the
nigga. I
best
saw
friend.
That she posted a picture.
Yes. Where apparently her man, we don't know whose man or what man it was.
I didn't know she was in a relationship.
I didn't know she was either. But she said, this man
just beat me.
Yeah.
How can people have something tragic happen and the first thing they think about is social media?
That's what I wanted to ask you. Like, because, of course, you know, it was a post and delete. But, I mean.
Okay. I saw it on Shade Room.
It was a post and delete. It's only got to be up there for 0.5 seconds before, you know, someone. Whatever. But, like, I don't know. And, I mean, I'm definitely not going to take anything away from the fact that she was domestically assaulted.
Right.
You know, because that in itself is another, a whole nother podcast episode uh-huh. that we probably should do anyway. But why is it that, like, something of that magnitude happens uh-huh. and the first thing you can think to do is
Posted on social media.
Yeah, on social media.
I think why it's because, that? First of all, I don't know who Shekinah is. Mm-hmm. Is she in that weave business?
So she's actually a hairstylist. Like, okay. I think she does. Because I think she might sell weave. I'm not sure, but I know she is, like, an actual hairstylist.
Shekinah, because she mm-hmm. was on The Real, and mm-hmm. she said something about being perceived as ghetto. Did you see her? You know, The Real was doing every 2 weeks.
Yeah. Well, the first time that I saw her was on T.I. and Tiny. Yeah. Yeah, when she was
I can't watch that show. I cannot stand to listen to Tiny.
I used to, but I don't.
She ramped, it's like, spit it out. Spit it out. Tiny talk like she eating hot food. Talk. Yeah. Why are you struggling?
I don't know. I don't watch it anymore.
I can't listen to Tiny. But that's her friend.
Yeah, that's her best friend. But well, apparently. Okay, yeah. Supposedly it's her best friend.
Yeah.
But yeah, why? Is that a symptom of the times that we live in?
Absolutely. And because if you didn't post it, it didn't happen. And this is kind of along with that Kehlani conversation we were having. I personally think because Shekinah has to keep relevance via social media, because mm-hmm. if you don't keep up, mm-hmm. you will fade away. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say this is a thing that she can use to get people talking about her, but mm-hmm. good and bad, I think maybe celebrities or socialites feel the need to still show it.
And I'm thinking, May, like, there is a distinct difference between, like, you going through something, you
and after saying
sharing, letting the world know.
No, but people be like periscoping funerals now. It'd be like moments that are supposed to be so private.
It's definitely, I mean, obviously there's room for it to be a teachable moment, but I think maybe like you ought to do some growing through it first. Like, I mean, I don't know. I've not been in a situation like that, and I don't know how she feels or, like, what it feels like to go through something like that, but I just can't imagine my first response being, like, let me post it on Facebook so all my friends and family can, you know. I can see maybe, like, okay, you got to call some people because now it's time to squad up a little bit, you know, but I think that's different.
But it's kind of like if you didn't post it, it didn't happen.
You think?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. With the way women are victimized, because you could flip it on another side. Mm-hmm. When a woman makes a claim against a man, she's lying. Because remember what K. Michelle mm-hmm. went through with Rashida and
Toya Wright?
I'm sure everyone, if K. Michelle would have posted it, it would have given it a little more validity.
Right.
But because it happened so long ago, I'm sure when social media wasn't that big, or maybe so, I'm not sure on the dates, people are saying it never happened. She's a liar. She's exaggerating. So maybe, you know, there's another side where she kind of is like, I need to post this to show people, no, this really happened. Like, he really put his hands on me.
And the thing that I hate about that the most is, like, that whole story/storyline became about the women. And it, like, totally just wasn't even about
Memphis anymore.
Yeah, it wasn't about, and how he beat the crap out of her.
But then, you know, Memphis was wilding out on that marriage boot camp. And then people were like, oh, okay, we see what you were talking about. But it's like, why did you discredit her in the first place? Right. You weren't in her relationship. You're not in her shoes. Why? And Rashida, with her ugly,
I mean,
crusty, musty husband.
They don't.
She don't need to be talking about anybody's relationship. Nah. First of all. Nah. So, anyways, I think that for women in this day and age, mm-hmm. maybe there's a part of that that's important that people do need to see. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a double-edged sword. It's hard to say. But it makes me wonder, what if there was no social media? Like, what if things didn't progress as fast as they did? Mm-hmm. So what would people do then? How would you...
I don't know. I think it's hard for people like us who didn't really grow up without... You know, we really didn't get into the social media age until college.
Because it was... Facebook, you couldn't join. There was a time, Facebook, you had to have been in university to join. You had to put your school in because it was for college students.
But I think it was just a thing of, you know, when situations happen, you deal with it, you learn what you're supposed to learn mm-hmm. from it, and you put it in your, you know, things that make me who I am, and you keep it trucking. Like, it was not for the greater public to dwell on, you know what I'm saying? Like, because now, from now on, when you Google search her,
that's going to come up.
That's going
to
come
so
up.
So, that's another good point. Now, certain things are just attached to you.
Yeah.
Because of, you know, what you decided to put online.
Yeah.
I remember when I was working at Dana, they were looking for a replacement for me. So my friend Stanthea sent me somebody's resume.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing I learned for HR is they'll just do a quick Google search, right? Mm-hmm. Just to, like, see. The first picture that came up of this young man was him, like, I think with alcohol or just some crazy looking picture. I decided not to give the resume because, you know, it's not even a waste of time. I know they were going to throw it out, but you have to be careful what you post.
Yeah.
You know,
and that's
the issue.
That's just it.
Right.
You just have to be careful.
So she kind of can run the risk of having this picture or being associated with just being abused now, as opposed to Tiny's friend. Because people don't know how to compartmentalize. Mm-hmm. Kehlani, I'm not going to lie. When I see her, all I could think about is that them damn IVs in her arm and party next door next to her. All I can think about is that drama because it's so much. It's attached to her now. It wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
Private. I don't know.
I
it's hard.
I would just much rather be associated with, like, you know, when people Google search my name, like, if I was Shekinah, I would want stories to come up of me, like, speaking out against domestic abuse.
As opposed to a battered face.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. It's hard. It's hard. But and I guess if Shekinah's whole, if social media is her platform, then I guess that's her.
That's what you have to do.
That's what you gotta do, unfortunately.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So, okay, the other thing I wanted to, like, briefly touch on, which it kind of breaks my heart a little bit.
Is it Carmelo and Lala?
Yeah.
Okay, that was mine, too.
That was one of yours, too? Okay, well, I'll let you speak on it.
It's hard. I don't know too much about Carmelo and Lala's relationship, but I don't think I'm surprised.
What?
I don't think I'm surprised.
Did you watch any of the shows? Because I'm totally shocked.
I did. I saw Lala's Full Court Life.
Yeah.
I saw a couple shows. She seems like a good,
Really?
She seems like a cool, I never saw episodes with Carmelo. She seems like a cool person, but I'm not surprised about, she dates a basketball player.
I just really thought, I don't know what I thought, but I knew that it was going to be, okay, this is.
Right.
This is it. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is the magic and cookie of my generation. Like, I went there. I was into it.
No, I don't think.
It's been.
Not Matt.
They said they got engaged in 2004.
Okay,
so
but
like,
Carmelo wouldn't marry her for a minute, though. It's not like, you know, they had kids. A kid, I think. And then he proposed. And Carmelo's younger than her. It doesn't even see. He I don't know.
You saw it coming?
I'm not shocked. I didn't see it coming, but I'm not shocked.
I'm destroyed. I'm currently, like, in a puddle over here because I was, like, team.
Oh. You know who I would be shocked? Aisha and Steph.
Yeah.
Something like that, but not Carmelo and Lala. Because it started off in a type of way where it's, like, I don't want to call it dysfunction. Because it's Carmelo Anthony. He's fine. He's 6'6". He is probably around a lot of girls. I mean, Lala's beautiful, but it's...
Lala's bad.
I'm not shocked. He's also younger than her.
Well, okay, everybody else who's, you know, listening and who's shocked, you can just come meet me over in the corner and we can cry about it.
I hear you. Because, you know, you don't hear nothing about them. You don't hear anything bad. But I do remember, like, he would not give her a ring. They were, like, deep into their relationship, had a kid. It's that type of thing. So, I'm just not... surprise.
It still doesn't feel good. It feels awkward. Like, why?
Aisha and Steph, I'm going to have to go to counseling.
That's not
because there's no hope for me after that.
Yeah.
Aisha and Steph.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah, I don't see it.
It's not going to happen.
Because Riley would beat him up.
All of
She's
them.
So rude.
I can't, like, in real life, in my mind, Riley and Blue are best friends. you see it?
I love Riley Curry. She's like...
She got the sass. Yeah. And then just one other update that I had, Beyonce is still out here slaying the twin pregnancy like none other has done before.
Oh, she is just... Did you see the little...
I did.
For Easter. Did you see Blue Ivy?
I saw it.
I love it.
I saw it.
Okay. So, yesterday made the 1 year anniversary of Lemonade. And I wanted to ask you, what are your three favorite tracks and why?
Okay, a year in.
Could you imagine? It's been a year.
A year in. What are my three favorite tracks? I think that my three favorite. Okay, so my first favorite track is Sorry. Okay. It's always going to be Sorry. Yeah. I mean, just because, like, it's just such a popping song, like, you know, middle fingers up, like, what? I'm not checking for it. Like, you know.
Right.
It just speaks to my life on so many different levels, and I just, like, I'm not sorry.
That was the song.
And I'm not sorry that I'm not sorry. and then, what else? What's the song, what's the name of the title of the song that's, like,
can I just say in Sorry, I think the most powerful part is Me and My Baby Gonna Be Alright.
Yeah. So many
things to unpack. I don't want to get into it.
I have used that line so many times. Don't got no kids. I just be like, you know, and I, you know, somebody say something I don't like or do something I don't like, and I'd be like, you know what? Me and my baby gonna be alright. We're gonna live a good life.
I'm done.
Like, and I just be done. Like, you know, whatever. Okay, I was trying to tell you that Love Drought. That's your number one.
Yeah, I was gonna do 3-1, but yeah. I love that song. Did you see the video? I listen to it like all the time during the summer. I think it's such a beautiful song.
I was gonna say, did you see the video of Ingrid?
You showed it to me. Okay, the girl who wrote it,
she was like, you know what, this is my way of getting back at Beyonce, which I'm sure it really wasn't.
Yeah,
but you know, whatever. It's a cute little video. I did like
that. She penned that song.
Oh, absolutely. And then my third favorite song is Formation.
Okay.
And that is because I just remember the way I felt when I first saw the video. This was before Lemonade came out, when she like released the video, and it was Beyonce in all of her black woman glory on my computer screen, and I'm sitting here like, Beyonce, this is like everything that I needed you to say.
Right.
For black women.
It was timely too.
Like, because, like, I don't know if you remember, but 2015 and even into 2016, that was a hard year to be black and much less a black woman.
By the ponytail.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And I just remember sitting there and, like, I could just cry thinking about it now.
Yeah, I'm, like, getting emotional. It was an amazing album. I think
the whole thing is perfect between
4 and this one for being my favorite Beyonce albums.
Yeah.
So, number 3 for me is 6 Inch Ills. And I like these songs. I like them for many different reasons. Mm-hmm. Going into the bridge, I thought just powerful. Like, the up-tempo, it was amazing. So, I like the transitions in 6 Inch. Mm-hmm. Sorry, that's like a different side of Beyonce. Like, the song starts out, like, really, really hard. And then it gets vulnerable at the end. And I thought, I really like that. And then Love Drought, like, along with the way that part of her little mini movie was shot and the song, that's when she's really, really breaking down. So,
those are I love those three songs individually, but I also like to watch the whole video as one piece as well. Because what better way?
Take me back. I remember. So, the last thing, I don't know if you have anything else, because you hit two of mine, but Hurt Bae was seen with her ex. Did you see that? She was seen with her ex.
I saw that. I didn't click on it because I was like, but why though?
You know what? I've always wondered, right? Do women ever get tired? Like, do you ever sit down and think, my self-esteem isn't this low. I could probably dump this nigga, stop talking to him, X him out, and keep him moving. Why is that so hard?
Nenea, it's a lot harder to do.
But you know what?
Than it is to say.
The reason why I want to stop you is because I've had situations where someone has done something or, like, pushed me to the edge so many times through their actions they've shown. I'm not interested in your well-being. I don't respect you.
Man.
Hell, I'm not sure if I like you. So for me, I'm like, I'm going to just X you out and keep it moving. Like, it's not.
Girl, you are a better woman than most. Because I have been in situations where, I mean, and just done completely wrong. And you want to leave him alone. Like, you genuinely, in your heart of hearts, want to leave him alone. And then you just, you know, the phone rings and your heart stops and it's all over.
Not the phone.
You know, or like you sitting on the couch bored, nobody's texting you, phone just dry.
Mm-hmm.
And you just send a text, or you know, make a call, get in the car, do a little pop-up. You know, I've been there. Yeah. I can't.
I think every woman has been there, but sometimes there's a point with me where I'm like, I don't like crying
now,
over somebody.
I think in the case of Hurt Bae, like, after public
after humiliation. After all that and being seen with him.
But not public humiliation, like, international public humiliation. Maybe that's the reason.
People,
but national.
People wanting to fight him for her.
I probably wouldn't be seen with him. Now, I probably could just be like,
because I'm like, after all that, like, after. Another thing, too, I wanted to say is, one thing that doesn't make sense to me is I remember her saying, oh, we're still friends. If me and my boyfriend break up and we ended on bad terms,
we're not friends.
Not only are we not friends, you're not friendly.
You're not right.
You didn't treat me friendly. No. So why do people who are not good for each other lie to themselves in relationships and be like, oh, we just friends? You're not friendly to me.
Yeah.
Nothing you did was what a friend would do. And honestly, I remember I was dealing with this boy in high school, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was bad. I'm talking about, but I was in high school, mm-hmm. whatever. But it was bad. I did some things I'm not proud of. You know what my guidance counselor told me when she dragged me, because I had gone to a fight in the hallway? You know what she said? She said, because at the time, Marie was my best friend in high school.
Uh-huh.
She said, Nenea, if Marie was doing the things you were doing, what would you tell her? And that was the light bulb that went off. That simple. All it takes is for someone to give that good piece of advice for me to get it. She's like, if Marie was doing everything you were doing, what would you say to her?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, Mrs. Talbot, say no more. I broke up with Frank. I said, lose my number. I'm going to college. I don't want to talk to you no more. That was it. And after that day, mm-hmm. I stopped talking to him. Maybe sometimes it takes somebody to get through to you.
Yeah.
And I was good after that day. I mean, it hurts. Don't get me wrong, but my self-esteem's just not that low.
I know for me, it takes like complete removal from my life before I can like gain perspective. Like, I have to block you. You can't be on no social media.
That's the issue with social media. Remember, social media wasn't big back then. I wasn't following him on. You know, when we were in high school, I would say freshman year, we're not following people like that, or we don't have different facets of social media. I think Instagram just became big maybe my sophomore year of college. I can't remember, but I think the most I had was MySpace, and even that, like,
you can't be my friend on MySpace. You can't be my friend on
You
Facebook.
Still logging in on MySpace?
I tried to, but they...
Your computer gonna get a virus. All that damn glitter. And you remember the mice used to be like you could make the mice whatever you want. Mine was like a heart. Like the cursor. Because you had to copy and paste in the theme you wanted.
No, man. I was a whole computer, like, literate
geek.
Fool.
I know.
With MySpace. Like, I would be like, if I was dating somebody, I would be like currently taken by, and then I would like figure out a way to like put a link to their MySpace page in.
No.
And then change it to where it said like their name. So like when you click on their name, it would take it to their MySpace page. That was me.
You know
they
what?
I like that shit too.
You know, I just lied. I said there wasn't different facets of social media. There was AOL. I do remember that. I was
AOL,
instant message.
Girl.
I would.
Let me tell you about the away message.
But.
Be like knee deep in drama.
Going through. And I'd be like, but I know you lurking. Talking to nobody.
Like currently delving through the depths of my emotional intelligence. Like, for what?
So extra.
Because I remember, grade.
Girl, I remember my away message. And it would be so long, it would have the like, what the periods, mm-hmm. the saying that more was coming. Like,
yep.
It'd be so long.
Yep.
Well, okay, let's see. I think that's it. Do
that's
you have
all
anything
I have.
Else? That's about it.
So is it time for 22 cents?
Yeah, the main topic.
Your two and my two?
Yeah, I think you should...
You want me to introduce it?
Yeah, ease us into it.
Okay. So, okay. Well, just, you know, over the course of the last, what has it been now, 2 years?
Yeah, 2 years.
Since we've been in the glorious state of Virginia, you know, we've definitely come into...
Glorious, girl.
I'm trying. Okay? We've definitely, you know, come in contact with different kinds of people, mm-hmm. different places, different backgrounds. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that we really notice is that people, just in general, ourselves included sometimes, mm-hmm. really, really struggle with just being real.
Right.
Like, just be yourself.
Right. Right.
It's so hard for some people. We're so, like, shrouded in all this, like, you know, social media stuff of who we should be, what we should be doing, what we should be trying to look like and right. act like and right. talk right. like, and, you know, how much money we should have.
Right.
How many Louis Vuitton bags right. and how right. many, right. You know.
And I had to check myself because I follow a lot of, like, fashion inspirations. Yeah. And I'd be like, dag, like, I wish I, yeah. you know, had this. And I have to check myself sometimes, like, hold up, yeah. girl. You know, you're diving in too deep.
Yeah. And like, even for me, like, because, you know, I'm currently trying to do this, like, get fit life or mm-hmm. whatever. There's millions of, yeah. you know, Instagram fit models who, you know, sell yeah. tummy tea and got workout plans you can buy for $29.99. No, don't please. And half the time, Danae, it's all constructed. Like, it's all and Von, hand sculpted by a plastic
and Von,
surgeon.
And Von told me that. Von yeah. told me that. She told me one day... You know, obviously I'm not going to say no name. She gets very offended mm-hmm. when certain people ask her mm-hmm. how she gets her body, puts down her body, mm-hmm. and then in the same breath are like, oh, I want to look like you, but I don't want to be manly, mm-hmm. you know, and
yeah.
and won't come at her correct and then say, well, such and such on Instagram. And she's like, no, 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 that person got work done.
Got work done.
You know, because Vaughn yeah. is very serious about the gym, so.
So you have to be careful about
it's who, all a,
who you pull, you know. Your influence from
mm-hmm.
because most of the time the bag is from Rent the Runway, okay. The body is from Dr. Miami.
Wait,
okay.
Not this list, you guys.
The health information comes from Dr. Oz, okay.
Don't do Dr. Oz.
I'm just saying.
No, but you girl speaking to
and
the
mic. And the tummy comes from the tea, like you know.
If that. I mean, that's I agree with everything you said. We got to be careful. We got to check ourselves. But it has to be constant check-ins. It just can't be once
Absolutely.
Or twice. You have to consistently check in because a lot of stuff is coming at us.
All the time.
Now, I think the reason why... I think when you struggle to be real mm-hmm. in regards to the, you know, interesting people we've met, men and women, over the past 2 years, mm-hmm. it's because you don't know who you are.
Mm.
That's where that stems from.
Yeah.
When you know who you are and you're confident in yourself and in God, you're not going to struggle to be real.
That's true.
So that's what the issue is. Now, it's my problem is it's one thing to be inspired because I try not, with the exception of Felicia Rashad, I want to say emulate, but I try to be inspired by people because I can never be a duplicate or try to be like mm-hmm. somebody else. You're going to mm-hmm. fail trying to be like someone else, mm-hmm. but I am inspired. Like if I like the way someone does things, I'm like, oh, like I'm inspired by that. Like, how does this person do it? And how can I implement? Do I already do that? Do I not? It's at an area of growth, but I'm not trying to be that person.
Mm-hmm. And I think like, just really quickly, like mm-hmm. what you're saying is very important as far as like, practical advice for how to be inspired. It's not like you see something that you like and you go get it or
right,
you do it or
right.
you incorporate that exact same thing. You see something that you like and you think about
right.
it in relation to
yourself because we're all running different races.
And
like you
then,
don't know where that person is at.
Right. And then you apply.
Exactly. So I'm going to get back to that. But a point I wanted to make was my little Marissa, she goes to I told you about Marissa. She goes to Hampton, and she was telling me that she was on Instagram during spring break, and she was feeling really bad because all her line sisters went to Miami. She wasn't mm-hmm. able to go, this, this, and that. And I told her, I said, Marissa, make sure that you don't get too sucked into this social media. You're not seeing the bad side,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
a couple cars might have gotten declined at some bars. You don't know that. Right. And guess what she told me? She said that when she talked to one of her line sisters, she's in so much credit card trouble mm-hmm. from just going on this trip that she had no business being on. And that goes to show you, you don't know what other people, you so worried trying to be like somebody, mm-hmm. you don't know. There may be a mess on the inside. You don't know what, and you're trying to keep up.
Exactly.
So that's why it's so important to know who you are and be confident in that person. Mm-hmm. You know, no one can knock you off your feet or no one can intimidate you, because a lot of that, I need to go get what she has, is jealousy. It's like you're fearful of something. If I don't have it, then I won't be this, or I won't be perceived as this.
When that's not true at all.
It's not true. It comes from confidence.
It's not true at all.
It really comes from confidence. If you're confident in yourself and confidence in what you have, and you mm-hmm. feel like it is enough, you won't feel like you're missing anything and you need to go get it. So,
and I think that's another thing that the youth, I guess, of today, which includes our age group as well, really, really, really struggles with, because the internet makes everything so accessible.
It makes you feel like it's accessible.
You know, and it's not, and I, that's a good point.
It makes it feel, mm-hmm. because you can see girls with certain, you don't know how they got it. Exactly. A lot of people, if they have a lot of followers, companies are going to mm-hmm. send stuff to them.
Yeah, for free.
That they normally wouldn't have.
You know? But everything seems like it's so accessible to you. And so, like, we don't have to wait for anything. We don't have to grow in any sort of value, we don't have to grow in any sort of, you know, character, you know, we don't have to go through any sort of character building processes that also we are not comfortable with who we are. We don't know who we are because we've not been through any tests or any, you know, anything that would pull that out of you.
That is true.
You know?
That is true.
So I think that's another thing, ill of
if you spend society. So here's a downside. Keeps going back to social media. If you spend all your time on social media and you don't have a craft, I mean, outside of school and like academics, mm-hmm. and you don't have anything you're passionate about, besides scrolling all day or whatever, mm-hmm. then I think that you are more prone to be more concerned about what other people mm-hmm. have going on. Mm-hmm. But I know if you develop your own passions, that's how you grow. Like, failing at stuff and figuring out what you like and what you don't mm-hmm. like. And the thing is, those girls or men or whoever on social media showing you all their products, they've already done the work. Malika's done the work. She's already done it. Just showcasing it.
Yeah.
You know, because I don't think she was scrolling while she was doing her work. She was working.
I think we just found out who she was maybe a year ago.
Look, you know, Malika done changed my life.
Like, and when I tell you, Nene and I are currently in Malik Teal boot camp. Like,
We are
reading what she says read. We are doing what she says do.
Okay.
You know, and I'm trying not to, because she's another, like, not Felicia Rashad, but, like, she's headed that direction for sure.
She is.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying not to, like, be exactly like her, but I'm like, girl, I don't know what it is that you're doing, but you're doing it right.
So right. And she's getting it right early on. Yeah. Because what happens is, people, we waste our 20s, we waste our 30s, mm-hmm. hell, sometimes our 40s, and then we want to be wise.
Yeah.
At 50, and then we 60, turn 37
and we're like, oh, I should have been doing something back then.
Right. You know? So, and this doesn't go on just material things, like even guys. Like, mm-hmm. there's some girls who feel like, okay, I need to look a certain way to get these guys that this girl is getting, or mm-hmm. I need to do my hair a certain way, or have my body a certain way. Mm-hmm. You got to know who you are and know why you're doing things. I can't speak for men. I don't have a man, and I'm not a man, but with all the guys I've talked to, one thing that they like about women is confidence.
Confidence.
Doesn't matter where your bag came from. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter, you know, what your hair looks like or what shade your skin is. I can say men love confidence.
Right.
So.
And not just men, like, employers love
confidence. Employers love
confidence. Professors like confidence.
Hello.
That's who they offer the outside opportunities for.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
Friends like no one wants to go to the club with the girl who's, you know, constantly
I had a friend. I had a friend, if the guys weren't giving her attention, then it was a problem.
Exactly.
Mind you, I would just come to the club for a good time.
But
if guys, but that's how some people measure their worth. Mm-hmm. Like, how many guys try to talk to me? How many guys can I reject? How good do I look? Mm-hmm. They won't
dance.
How many
free drinks can I
get? You drag me out and you won't just, you dancing to every song because I didn't want to come here.
Because I didn't want to be here. Hello. In the first place.
You know, and now you got on the poo-poo face because the guys won't talk to you.
Yeah.
I just, I think, okay, so going back to the whole being yourself, mm-hmm. I think some things that can help people is to try to read more, mm-hmm. scroll less, read more.
That could be a campaign in itself.
Scroll less, read more, find your passions.
Yes.
You know, try to surround yourself by genuine people and yes. people who are not.
Like, literally, it's uncomfortable and it's awkward at first, but, like, sit down with yourself and write.
Yeah, that's not, you know, that was the last thing I was going to say, journal.
Write out, you know, what your values are. Mm-hmm. Now, and if you don't know what your values are, and you know write what? Down what you value.
Hello, you don't have to post it either. You don't can keep it to yourself.
You can just keep it to yourself and I just promise. Work on it.
I promise you can keep it to yourself.
Think about areas in your life that you wish were better.
Right.
Why do you wish they were better? Do you right. wish you were skinnier because you could, you know, you think you can pull more guys that way? Or do you wish you were skinnier, you know, because you need your blood pressure to come down?
That's right.
Assign value right. to your life.
Right.
You know, that is a great first step.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And when you're on this journey, you don't have to share.
Mm-hmm.
You really don't. Do you have anything else?
I don't have anything else other than, like, it's okay to be yourself.
It is.
It is really okay to be yourself. It's okay to have periods of self-reflection. Everything doesn't belong on social media.
There has to be, I think Miley called it emotional check-ins or editing, mm-hmm. emotional editing. Yeah, you got to edit your life.
Periodically. That's not a one-time thing.
Yep. I said that those check-ins, when you have to, that mm-hmm. has to be constant. So I think people just need to check in, log out. Take some time.
Check in.
Take some time. Do I want this bag because, you know, she has it? Or do I really want it? Do mm-hmm. I like it? Do I need to go get these pair of shoes or start shopping at the store because my friend does it? Or do I want to do it because I actually like the store? Mm-hmm. So ask yourself those questions. Reflect. Yep. So that's it for me.
Yeah, we know that was a little bit of a rant, more than a...
It was.
I feel like it's been on our hearts for a while.
Because even Drake has a song called Know Yourself. Just know yourself. There's nothing wrong
with
that.
That's the title of the episode. That's why I got the title.
Yep. Know yourself. Because you're so busy worried about everybody else, but you looking around, mm-hmm. you not looking forward.
Right. You scrolling so hard in everybody else's life and you missing your own.
Hello. You know? Hello. So I'm just like, it can be frustrating. And I think what happened is we were in a state of transition.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a lot to compare,
mm-hmm.
but you only, you know, when you compare, life, okay, you come up short.
You get one chance to be who you are.
Yep.
Don't mess it up.
Yeah, I like that. Okay, I want to move on to Ask Letters, but we have none. No. Seeing as we took a 1 month hiatus.
Whole month.
A month and 6 days. So we can move on to the blacklist.
Okay, sounds good. You want to go first?
Yeah, so this week on my blacklist is Shay Shay Bakery. Mm. Have you heard of them?
Yes.
Now, they're just, look, I bought the confetti cake batter bath whip. Cake batter bath whip.
Confetti cake batter.
So it's like cake batter. Uh-huh. It looks like cake batter, but it foams. No, I didn't, because I don't want to die.
Oh, okay.
But girl, it smells so good. It smells like cake batter. It's a body wash.
I'm going to have to try it.
Smells amazing. I also bought the vanilla cupcake body whipped cream.
Mm-hmm.
I bought the pecan pie body sugar scrub.
And you bought Thanksgiving dinner, didn't you?
I sure did. And I got the, like, there was something else I got for my face. I would say I wasn't crazy about the lotion because I thought I got it whipped, but it was actually a lotion consistency, which I don't like. I like whipped products better.
Oh, okay.
So I wasn't crazy about that. But everything else I really liked. I liked the scrub. So everyone can go check out their stuff on ShayShayBakery.com. They're black owned. And everything smells good, so, you know,
awesome.
Something people want to check out.
Okay. I would just like to shout out this company. It's called Press and Hume, H-U-M-E, nice. By Melina. And we actually went to high school together, and she doesn't even know that I'm shouting her out.
Ooh, non-toxic nail polish?
Yes. So they produce...
I'm going to be such a junkie.
They produce nail polish and lotions that are non-toxic, handmade, cruelty-free and fire-free, which just means that it doesn't contain 5 of the harmful chemicals
like phthalates and stuff,
like toluene, all that kind of stuff.
I did a chemistry project on that.
On fire-free?
No, not five free, but a lot of those things like I don't know if it's parabens, but phthalates mm-hmm. and toluene that's found in paint thinners and nail polish because they're endocrine disruptors.
Yeah.
So I did like a high
college thing. And the thing is, they're unnecessary. So none of her products contain any of those chemicals, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
She's based out of Nashville.
Oh, it's a Nashville collection. I love that.
Yeah. She just released her spring 2017
line. I see.
Which is.
Yes, spring 17.
Lovely. And I definitely can't wait to like go in and grab some of them.
I love this.
But the colors are awesome. She has different.
I love stuff like this.
Different patterns. Mm-hmm. Nail polish is like with the specs. And she's got just a whole bunch of cute things that you could. You know, dress up, do up, however you want to do it.
I love it.
And so that's Press and Hume. And her website is pressandhume.com. And that's PressandHume.com. She's also Press and Hume on Instagram. So
I love this.
Yes. Melina Hellman is the...
Blacklist.
Yes. Owner. Okay. Blacklist.
All right. Do you have a quote smash?
I do.
I was hoping you would say no. I hate spoken word, but...
I'm gonna know myself. Okay, so this week's quote smash is brought to you by someone who I forgot the name of, and Beyonce, of course.
Okay.
And then Beyonce didn't even say it, but it's got Beyonce in it. So, you know, whatever. Here we go. Be who you are and say what you feel, because those who mind don't matter, and those who matter don't mind. Unless you can be Beyonce, because if you can be Beyonce, definitely be her instead.
Who said that?
That was me. That was
fine. I know you added that part, right?
But yes. All right.
Okay. Well, thank you for listening to episode 5. You can follow us on social media at King Naya. Naya's with 2 I's and at Bria Laurel.
With 2 L's
on Instagram. And you can send letters, questions, comments, concerns to 22centspodcast@gmail.com. Thank you very much for joining us on our journey. We're hoping to, you know, when we part after we graduate, kind of figure out a way to continue our podcast and, you know, keep it more consistent.
Yeah.
All right.